this is a fun post about beer, Chinese beer. When I was writing my first book of the China trilogy, 44 Days Backpacking in China, I've got a wonderful story in there. When I was in Ningxia, where the Yellow River runs through there, and there was a raft ride, and the raft is just big enough, I mean literally just big enough for four adults to sit on, with your knees scrunched up like this on a platform of bamboo tied together. And then what creates the flotation is four sheep skins that have been sewn together and sealed, you know, with some kind of, you know, lacquer or something like that, and blown up. So, you know, when, in fact, there's a picture in my book, In 44 Days, it shows a guy lifting one of these rafts to put into the river, and you can see you can see like the two arms and the two legs and the neck of the whole body sheepskin that's been blown up. So we were, you know, floating down the river. Of course, I'm the only non-Chinese on this tiny raft, and so a very engaging, not really too old guy. Probably, you know, he was maybe in his late 40s, early 50s. He had a camera with a lens about this big, just as nice and to be and as down to earth as could be, and just a friendly guy. Of course, we were speaking in Chinese. And I always want to know what people are, you know, what they do. And so I said, well, what do you do? He said, well, I'm the CEO of Snowflake Beer. And I was like, my God, the CEO of Snowflake Beer. For those of you who don't know, Snowflake Beer is the world's largest selling beer. It's bigger than Budweiser. It's bigger than Heineken. It's bigger than anything. But it's all national market. And it's just a, you know, good old fashioned lager, and I always buy it when I see it, and you know, China is actually an incredibly important beer market. The consumption is only 23 liters per capita per year, but when you multiply that by 1.4 billion people, that's a lot of frickin' beer. And it's in the middle range, you know, the Germans and the Czechs, you know, and the Scandinavians, you know, drink, you know, twice as much, and some drink less. So China's in the middle of in the middle of the 180 something countries if they track beer consumption. But given the number of people, it's enormous. And in China, you go into any restaurant, you know, 90% of the restaurants, you know, whether it's fancy or simple and local, they've got a beer cooler, or, you know, well, a beverage cooler, also with, you know, soft drinks and tea, et cetera. So anyway, when we got back here in China in 2010, of course, we lived here from 1990 to 1997, and back then there was Qingdao. You know, that's another big one, but it's not as big as Snowflake, not only in country but also internationally. There was Qingdao, and then there was Beijing and Yanjing and Beijing, and we would go down to, you know, go to Guangzhou, and there, you know, eat. There were, you know, Shanghai. There were some beer brands, and they're all based on either the province or the city. Of course, Yanjing used to be an ancient name for Beijing, which of course it means the swallow bird. You know that builds the mud nest. Yanjing, swallow capital. Jing means capital, and so. When we came back in 2010, it was just unbelievable how much the beer market had developed. And the one thing that really caught my eye was all of a sudden Budweiser just is everywhere we went in China. It was just everywhere. And I even have a can here. I apologize. It's a little crumpled up. My samples have been drunk, of course, they were in the empties were in my suitcase. We've been to a couple, three cities since then, and so they're kind of crumpled up. But it's exactly the same can, except of course, and they keep their label exactly just like Heineken. I even bought a Heineken to show you. They keep their label the exact same as they do all over the world, but of course, being in China, they do have to have the product information and the product name, and there it is on the side, and the company, and it goes it's vertical, and Budweiser's brewery is in Wuhan, the famous place where the United States released the COVID virus during the Military World Games in October of 2019. I've written all about it. But it's a wonderful place to have a brewery because Wuhan is like the crossroads between East and West. It's between Shanghai and Chengdu along the Yangtze River, and it's in between Beijing and Guangzhou, Hong Kong, to the north and south. So it's a really great place to have a brewery. Its name is the four characters are Bei Wei Piju, and so Bei means 100, and Wei means power or strength. So they have a homophonic name. Bei Wei, like Budweiser, and there you go. And so anyway, it was everywhere, and I was really impressed because, I've worked in the food industry, and of course logistics and distribution centers, and are so important in the food business, because I was in the built and opened and managed the first McDonald's bakery in mainland China, and from 1994 to 1997. And so I understand logistics and distribution centers, and I was really, really impressed with the way Budweiser just, I don't know what they hired some really good people here in China who understood, the supply chain and logistics, around the country, and it was everywhere. And Budweiser is more expensive. I mean, they're not trying to compete on price. I mean, they call it a premium beer, and they charge a premium price for it. It's sometimes it depends on it's 20, 30, 40, sometimes 50% more than the other. Than the Chinese beers. And by the way, all Chinese beers are low alcohol, even Budweiser. We're talking 3%, 3.2, 3.4. You'll get a few that are 3.6, 3.8, but most of them, there are very few of them are over 4%. So they are a low alcohol beer. And I was thinking about Snowflake and my CEO buddy on the raft on the Yellow River. And we went into a restaurant here during this last trip. I spent the month of May in all over Guangzhou, Guangdong province, Canton province in China. And now we're in Taiwan. But anyway, I saw this beer called Kingway. And what attracted my attention was it uses the same character as Budweiser. So instead of Bei Wei, it's Jin Wei, which Jin means gold. So it's gold power. And so I thought, that's really interesting. So I bought a can of it, and of course I looked at it, and guess who makes this beer? Snowflake. Isn't that great? So I think that that very smart, obviously very successful CEO that runs Snowflake beer. When you're the biggest beer seller in the world, you've got to know what you're doing. So I think what he did is he came out with another sub-brand, and with the Way character, you know. So I'll see if I can if I can show you. Can you all see? You can see the Way. Hang on. Here we go. The way is in. How do I do? Everything's backwards. The way you can see the Way in the two characters in there. They're both the second below in on Budweiser, and the second from the left for Kingwood. So I think what he did is I think he came out with this. Of course, all you know, occupying shelf space is a big deal, and to crowd out the competition. But I think he did this to have a beer that had a similar name as Budweiser to go head-to-head with Budweiser, which I think is pretty funny. I don't know why he calls it King Way. Well, Gene Way. Gene Way, King Way. So he calls it King Way in English. And another reason that Snowflake might have called King Way is because Budweiser is the king of beers. That's their big motto. So it's also maybe a way to go head to head with the king and the king of beers. And so that's, and by the way, beer in China is really cheap. I mean, a 500 milliliter bottle, a 500 milliliter can like this only costs like, you know, 4 or 5 renminbi. We're talking, you know, 60-75 cents, you know, for a 500 milliliter can. So I already showed you Heineken. Of course, Heineken has not gotten they don't have the logistics and supply chain that Budweiser has. Just again, they must have spent millions and millions and millions of the equivalents in dollars and euros to get their supply chain going national, because it is everywhere. And of course they probably lost money for, you know, several years. But when you've got 23 liters times 1.4 billion, that's a lot of beer. So Budweiser, you know, went after it and probably paid a pretty penny, but I'm sure they're making money now. Heineken is popular, but it's not as, they have not done as good a job on supply chain and logistics as Budweiser. And then I kept seeing, and again, I apologize, these are kind of crumpled up, I kept seeing this one, Blue Girl. And I was sitting there going, Blue Girl, what in the heck is this? And it's like Pilsner lager beer, you know, so it's like a European style beer, although it is lower. It's typically not, you know, 5.8% like European beer is. But it does say its famous clean and refreshing taste originates from 100-year German brewing tradition. So I'm looking at this, and again, I always look at the Chinese, and I'm reading the Chinese. Guess who brews a Blue Girl? Budweiser. So Budweiser has a sub brand now, you know, to go after, you know, to again take up shelf space, and as long as you've got the supply chain and logistics, why not? So Snowflake has Kingway and Budweiser has Blue Girl, and that's why you always see these beers together. You know, everywhere you go, Budweiser and Blue Girl are together, and Snowflake and Kingway are together. So it's really kind of funny. And then there's one more that's really interesting, and again, they may have just made this. I mean, I don't know if Blue Girl is actually a German beer or not, but they talk about German tradition. It's pretty good beer. It's a Budweiser premium price beer. And then the other one that's amazing is for Americans is Pabst Blue Ribbon. I mean, Milwaukee. You know, Wisconsin. I mean, this beer, you know, this is like, you know, the blue collar beer, you know, that was out, you know, for I don't know how long. I don't even know if it's still even being brewed in the United States. They call it in Chinese, they say Lan Dei, which means blue belt, And they're a little bit different. They have their logo, but they've actually mixed the Chinese on the front label, and they call it the little blue king, and it is not. I don't know who owns it. It's actually Pabst Blue Ribbon, Guangzhou, China. You know, which is right across the, well, near the border of Hong Kong. Now, whether it's a Chinese family that bought the label and the brewing rights, I don't know. Do Budweiser and Snowflake have any ownership in Pabst Blue Ribbon? I have no idea. And I don't have, I'll put a picture in the article. We were having noodles, and all of a sudden, I was looking at the table, and there were these two little, you know, round things on the table with Pabst Blue Ribbon, and it was toothpick dispensers. And what was really interesting is it was for Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, but it had a star on one side, although it was in camouflage color, these were in military camouflage colors, so they weren't the red star of the People's Liberation Army, but it had the star, you know, like a military star that you would see on an airplane or something like that. And then you turned the toothpick dispensers around, and it talked about Pabst Blue Ribbon military beer. So it could be then that Pabst Blue Ribbon has found a niche market with the Chinese military, and of course with patriotism and everything else. It's a unique selling point, and maybe when the Chinese People's Liberation Army gets off work, they drink a Pabst instead of a Snowflake or a Budweiser. I have no idea. Anyway, I'm just having fun, and we just got, you know, we're here in Taiwan. Guess what's the beer here? Taiwan beer. That's obviously the national beer here. I really haven't seen any other national. They've only got 20 million people that still live here. A million Taiwanese live and work on the mainland, which is 5% of their population. So I'm sure that's probably about all this market can handle with only 20 million people. And it's also twice as expensive as the beer on mainland China. It's not a bad beer. And anyway, I thought it'd be fun to have a nice, fun post about culture and drink, you know, alcohol, et cetera. So here's two of my favorite beer. I don't have a snowflake. I'm sorry, I don't have a snowflake. So anyways, to Budweiser and Kingway, have a good one. Bye-bye.